Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan. Every Saturday morning, it's Terry Wickstrom Outdoors. Terry takes you inside the outdoors. You know, hunting, fishing, camping. It's Terry Wickstrom Outdoors. Now, here's Terry.
Good morning on this beautiful Saturday in Colorado. We have a lot to cover today. You know, the weather's been on and off again. We've had a pretty extended period of cold, wet weather. We get a lot of snow and rain in April. That's not unusual, but usually it's a few days and then it breaks for some very warm days, and it's going to continue on for a few days, I think almost till we get to the end of this coming week. But there's still lots of opportunities, as you're going to find out, to get out there and do some very, very successful fishing. We'll kind of guide you through that. We have two or three segments aimed at what's going on the bite right now and what we see coming up. We also are going to talk a little bit about the walleye fishing in Lake McConaughey. It should be churning on, should provide some tremendous opportunities. That's just a great fishery. We're going to talk about that a little later in the show. We're going to talk some shotgunning, and we've added a special today, a dog training. You know, outdoor people love dogs, and a lot of them, of course, have hunting dogs, but a lot just have companions, and some are a combination of both. We're going to start a series that we're going to do maybe every few weeks. We're going to have a very special dog trainer come on and talk to us and give us tips and help the dog owners. So we have just a lot to cover today. With that said, let's go right to the phones. And joining us from GSO Fishing out in the Gunnison area is Andy Cochran. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning, Terry. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Well, thanks for coming on. You know, earlier in the week, you and I talked about how the boat ramp was going to open yesterday, Friday at Blue Mesa, and how this next month is really the key time for the large predator lake trout, trophy lake trout out there. And you took that to heart, because I got a picture sent to me, and I put it on Facebook. It's going nuts on Facebook on Terry Wickstrom Outdoors. You took that first day of opening and this key time for big trout and had a little success with it, my friend.
Yeah, it was a fun morning, of course. And like you said, we call it the opener. The boat ramps finally opened yesterday, and of course you have to go on the opener. And so we had a really successful morning. I think that's probably the oldest fish I've ever put my hands on. Not necessarily the biggest, but I would venture to guess that fish being 30 to 40 year old lake trout there. It was a pretty impressive specimen.
Yeah, if you want to see a picture of that fish, go to Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on Facebook, or Andy, they can follow you too. Where can they see your pictures of it?
Yeah, Instagram and Facebook at GSO Fishing, Colorado Fishing Guides. We've got pages on both sites there. And yeah, it has a little blurb about, you know, kind of the story behind that fish. So pretty cool morning. Good way to start the season for sure.
Yeah, that's for sure. Hey, let's talk overall now about Blue Mesa. Obviously, you kind of proved your point that this is the time for big predators. Let's start with the lake trout. What's going on at Blue Mesa? First of all, what's the water level like and temperatures and things like that?
Sure. So yesterday, water temps were basically in the upper 30s, 37, 38. It was cold. Snowed overnight, super windy, overcast, kind of blustery, but that's the conditions you really want for that kind of fishing. The lake level, it's been steady at 55 feet low since December, and they've held it that way, and it'll probably stay that way until runoff starts, which obviously the biggest lake in Colorado, 55 feet low, sounds pretty dramatic, but there's still tons and tons of water out there. And actually, this lake level brings on some new structure. Actually, fishes really good at this lake level, especially for big lake trout and brown. So not to be discouraged about that number, it's still a very fishable lake with tons of water, and it actually fishes better when it's low like this than it would if it was full. So we kind of like it right now.
Well, I think what happens is the when it gets full, it's a huge lake. It's a big lake as it is. It really spreads those lake trout out, and they get into, like you said, I don't know if they get less catchable but they get moved around. It takes them a while to adapt to their new location, and it takes the anglers a while to find them. So when the lake is steady for a while, gives you guys a chance. How deep are you fishing or finding these lake trout this time of the year?
Sure. So I like to tell people, you know, that just because the ice is gone, these fish are still in a winter pattern. So where we found them through the ice all winter long really has not changed at all. And it probably won't for the next couple, 3 weeks until the water really starts to warm. So you really don't need to do anything different. You can just do it more efficiently now that you can move around a lot easier. So these real big fish have been caught pretty steadily through the ice in like this 10 to 25 foot of water. When you pull off deeper, you're going to start catching a lot of those pup lake trout, we call them, you know, in that 40 to 60 foot range. It's super loaded up with pups. But if an angler wants to target the true trophies, you almost can't fish too shallow this time of year.
Well, and you made a great point, too, about if you just want action, those small lake trout are prolific, and they don't hang out with the big ones. They'd become lunch if they did. And if you want to just go and catch fish and take a few home to eat, boy, locate a school of those small lake trout, and you can just have a blast. But hunting for big fish, like the one you caught yesterday, first of all, not only is it truly a hunt, but it can be a frustrating one. You're not hunting for 20 bites, are you?
No, and it was true trophy lake trout fishing yesterday. You know, you're looking for one on this lake anyway. You're looking for one or two bites a day if that's the fish you're trying to catch. And that was exactly the case yesterday. We put in at like 9 o'clock and we fished until noon. We caught that fish about 30 minutes into our morning. And never had another bite the rest of the day. So there was, of course, we didn't fish all day, but we kind of got the one fish we wanted and then did some more looking around. But that's how it goes. It's you have to commit yourself to it for the day or two or three. Time on the water can't replace any kind of technique or anything. You have to cover water, be confident in what you're doing, and be ready because it's a one or two bite a day thing on those real big fish.
Now, what kind of, both for the big fish and if you decide you just want the action and target the smaller fish, what type of presentations do you use?
Sure, kind of similar again to ice fishing. I mean, this lake really fishes well with plastics in general. Tube jigs are by far our first choice. If you need something with a little more action, you know, a twister tail or a swim bait can help get a few more bites too. But just sizing your baits accordingly to water depth or the target fish that you want. And historically, all the state records that were caught in this lake were pretty much all of them on a 6-inch white tube jig. I mean, that's the staple thing. And if you want to pull offshore a little bit farther, that 40, 60 foot range, and graph a big school of pups, you just size down your tube jig a little bit to a 3 or a 4-inch one, and it's super steady action all morning long with those things. Just a simple tube jig. And we don't use sucker meat or anything like that. It's probably not really worth the hassle having to cut up suckers and stuff, but scenting your plastics with like some Pro-Cure smelly jelly, like a trophy trout or a rainbow trout type scent, is really all you need for these fish. It works really well.
So what about shore fishermen? Are these fish close enough to shore where there's opportunities, or is this strictly a boat deal? Now, I will tell you right now, I know that targeting big fish, you use your electronics a lot, which makes it more difficult from shore, but is it doable?
It is 100% doable, and I've actually caught several of my biggest fish over the years from shore. And I think what actually helps a shore angler with big lake trout is you're not out there on top of them with a motor making a bunch of noise, and so you can actually be a lot stealthier. So if you've got a pretty good idea where these fish might be set up, they're absolutely catchable from shore. And sometimes, like say it's a stealthier way to do it too. This fish yesterday, was not a long cast from the bank. It was like a short, easy cast from the bank is how far off the bank this fish was. So absolutely could have been caught from shore.
So let's, before we run out of time, let's talk about some of the other fishing at Blue Mesa. I mean, it's hard not to focus when you see a big fish like that, but there's some other opportunities, and spring happens to be one of the best times. What's going on with the other trout in the lake?
Yeah, so this is also the best time of year to catch brown trout. This has to be one of the best brown trout fisheries in the whole western U.S. It's, once you get a lure and a kind of a technique dialed in, an angler can definitely have 50, 60, 70 fish days on just brown trout on this lake, and very good quality fish too, with like a 16 to 18 inch average. And if you're catching that many fish, you're going to catch some in that 22 to 24 inch range. And there are a fair population of like double digit pound brown trout in this lake too. And so certainly don't overlook that, because that's one of the highest action things going on right now. And it's basically a combination of jerk baits and small like hair or marabou jigs or small tube jigs, and just running real obvious structure around the shoreline, rock piles, drop offs, points. Brown trout load up on all this stuff this time of year in big numbers, and you can really have a lot of fun catching those things. Other than that, rainbows should be starting to spawn here too. So kind of looking in the backs where there's some moving water coming in, gravel flats, you're going to run into these big spawning groups of rainbows. So that opportunity is going to be there the next couple weeks too. And then kind of a couple of the more overlooked ones, just because it's trophy season, but kokanee salmon are kind of still in their winter pattern, which actually makes them very predictable. The lake is very, very stable, which is what a salmon needs to be predictable. So all winter long, they've been 25 to 35 feet deep in big, big schools. And so they're still going to be found just like that, mostly on the western end of the lake where the deeper water is. But you can, they're in such big schools now that you can actually find schools of them that way and jig for them, or you can definitely catch them trolling.
What about the perch population? There's a pretty good perch population there, and it seems to really only be accessible with great, where you can go in and get some success certain times of the year. Does spring work for the perch on that lake?
Springtime is hard for the perch. They will start spawning in this lake probably like in June. So that's when we first really start to see them in any kind of congregated groups or numbers where you can target them easier. One of our guys a couple years ago, however, was brown trout fishing, going up the bank throwing a jerkbait, and caught a 17-inch perch on a jerkbait. It was kind of a one-off deal, but those great big giant ones can get right up shallow with those browns. And so you kind of never know, but realistically, it won't really start getting predictable and good for perch until probably the middle of June or so.
When I fished the brown trout, and I haven't fished Blue Mesa nearly enough, but when I did fish there, we fished those brown trout almost like we were bass fishing. I know you're a tournament bass angler, and when you talked about jerk baits, crank baits, hair jigs, I threw, I think, a jig with a soft plastic. It was almost like smallmouth bass fishing.
Yes, they are. I think we've talked about that too. In my mind, a brown trout is a smallmouth stuck in a trout's body, and that's a great way to mentally go into a brown trout fishery. Just if you're a bass guy, just think like you're fishing for smallmouth. They're sight feeders, ambush feeders. They're going to be set up, you know, on long points and drop offs where they can ambush prey easy, and you fish for them with basically the exact same lures and techniques. You're exactly right.
Hey, we got to run. We're out of time. Congratulations on that monster fish. People, go to my Facebook page, Terry Wickstrom Outdoors, and look at that fish. And by the way, if they want to get more information from you, Andy, or book a guide trip, how do they get a hold of you?
Yeah, the best way is just to go to our website, gsofishing.com. and there's a contact form on there and my phone number, and you can get a hold of me, and we'll get you out there and get you going. It's like, say, it's from now until about the end of May. We have a pretty good window for lake trout, probably 6 weeks, so we've got some time, and it's lining up to be a really good year for it.
All right, my friend, as always, congratulations. Great to have you on, and you and I have to get out on the water on that lake together one time.
You bet. The invitation is open. You just let me know.
I will. Thank you, Andy. Thanks for joining us today.
I appreciate it. Goodbye.
You bet. Andy Cochran from GSO Fishing. What a great experience. Take a look at that lake trout on Facebook, Terry Wickstrom Outdoors. We're going to take a quick time out. When we come back, we're going to talk about young wildlife in Colorado on Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan.